This podcast is brought to you by JMAC Broadcasting Company. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Accept You, the podcast. I'm Cleo.
And I'm Avery, and we are from JMAC Broadcasting Company. Recently, we came across a website called Accept You, which was dedicated to discussing and sharing stories about LGBTQ people and how their self-acceptance has been influenced by technology and the internet. After reading this website from week to week, we started discussing making a podcast from it. We loved everything about it.
Yeah, we just thought that this was a really compelling topic and something worth bringing to life. So I wanted to start with giving a little bit of backstory about the website and what they do. Accept You started because an anonymous member of the LGBTQ community wanted to help people who were having trouble coming out. They wanted to give people support and felt like the internet was a great way to do that because there is already so much support there.
People have gotten so much support from being on the internet and so much information that they never would have been able to receive without the internet. We thought it would be helpful to read some of the stories that were posted on the website. On a blog format, many of the posts can go unnoticed or lost in the mix of stories. We wanted to share a few of our favorites, discuss them, and eventually start inviting the authors to talk to us a little more.
So, for our first story, we wanted to read about a man who didn't come out until he was older. While technology did not help him personally in his journey, he reflects on how it could have if he had access to it. We thought this story was really interesting because he went through an experience that no one else on the website went through, so I'm going to read it to you guys. I'm 60 years old and I grew up in a Mormon household in Utah. My family was extremely conservative and I grew up with the belief that anything but straight was wrong. I can even remember a few times when my parents talked about how wrong it was. Anybody who came out in our community was shunned and never allowed to come back. It wasn't until I moved away to Portland, Oregon, that I really started to consider the fact that I might not be straight. I pushed the thought away and even tried dating several women. I was in a very serious relationship when I could no longer live in denial about who I was. I was 43 and I only came out to her. She was upset and left, and I haven't talked to her since. She felt like she had been lied to, and honestly, I felt like I had been lying to myself as well. Now I am in a happy and healthy relationship with another man, which I never thought would happen. If I had had the same technology and access to other people's stories as we have today when I was younger, I could have saved myself a lot of pain. If you guys have any opinions or you want to comment on this, you can put it below in the comment section, and you can also comment on the Accept You website on Arlen's story.
So, I'm going to talk about it a little. I think that it was pretty interesting because it's not the first thing you would expect when you read Accept You. There are so many people that could have come out around this age, but not many from the same background as him. Personally, when I first heard about Accept You, my first thought was that the stories would mostly be from teens who had already come out and had actually been helped by technology and social media. I don't know, I kind of feel like these are the people that are mainly on the internet. These are the people that use the internet as such a big resource.
Yeah, I agree. I was pretty surprised to see Arlen's story, but I do think this keeps with the notion that teens are the main patrons of the internet. I mean, his whole point was that he did not use technology and was not helped by it, but that he wishes he could have.
I get what you're saying, but I also think that the fact that he moved to a different place had a huge impact on his coming out. He couldn't be himself when he was in Utah. I think that even though technology didn't have a huge impact on him, it had a huge impact on other people, which is why he felt so comfortable coming out. I would like to think that his story could have helped so many other older people on the internet to accept themselves for who they are.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, I definitely think this is one of my favorites.
Me too. So do you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so just a reminder before we move on, if you guys are listening on our website and you have any comments on the story, you can make them below.
So the next one that I'm going to read is also another kind of unexpected one. At least it was when I first read it.
No, I think you're right. I was a bit surprised about this one as well. So this is actually written by the mother of a transgender boy.
Right. So just to be clear, that means they were born a girl and identify as a boy, correct?
Exactly. So, Avery, do you want to read this one?
Sure. This one is about Gabriel, but was written by his mom. This is actually Susan, Gabriel's mother. Gabriel is only 11 years old and was born female. He showed signs of identifying as male as soon as we started dressing him in girls' clothes and started trying to give him female-oriented toys. When we started letting him dress himself, he went straight to the boys' section and wanted his hair cut shorter. This was very confusing for my husband and me at first, because we couldn't tell if he was just a tomboy or something more. Eventually, we just asked him, "Are you a boy or a girl?" The response was, of course, boy. That was when he started to dislike his body and his name more, because he knew about the differences between him and his older brother. He chose the name Gabriel instead of his given name, Lily. Now that he is 11, he has started thinking more seriously about what his identity is. We were very thankful for all of the information and support from the internet for giving us and him all we needed to learn more about this. Without our access to technology or the internet, it would have been much harder for us, and especially for Gabriel, to feel comfortable during his transition. So, what are your thoughts, Cleo?
I love this one because this is one of those things that you would have never thought of. The idea of the parents wanting to share the story on behalf of their child is very interesting to me. It's so unusual that he's so young and that he knew at such a young age that he wanted to make this choice.
Yeah, that's always something that surprises me so much when I hear about things like this. I know that this isn't actually something that's uncommon, but it's so interesting that someone knows this at such a young age. I almost feel like there are still things about myself that I'm trying to figure out. I mean, nothing like this, but I guess self-identity is so clear for some people.
I agree, but I mean, when you think about it, this isn't everything about self-identity. I mean, this is obviously a big part of it, your gender, but I do think that, you know, as people get older, they find out more things about themselves. So I don't think Gabriel is, like, done with his journey of self-discovery or anything. I just think it's pretty impressive that he knew what he wanted to be.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think he's done with his journey, but it's just so, like, surprising to me that this is so clear to him at such a young age.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So to bring both these stories together and kind of bring the episode to a close, I wanted to ask the question, do you think that technology and the internet have raised acceptance for LGBTQ people, or have they just connected the people who are already okay with it?
I think that it has helped more people come to accept it, because I think, like, one of the main reasons that people weren't accepting it really before, even though this is not the only reason, it's one of the reasons, is because people were very ignorant to what was going on. They didn't know. But now that more people are figuring out, like, what it is and everything, it has definitely helped more people, like, learn to accept everything.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, a lot of people who aren't okay with it, it's not because they're ignorant or whatever, it's just because, like, they're never going to be okay with it, so I don't know. Maybe it has helped, but to me, I'm kind of skeptical about whether it has really changed a lot of people's stance on it, or just, like, made it seem that way because it brought together the people who are already accepting of it.
Well, I agree with you that that's, like, some people who are against it are just going to be against it, but I don't think that's how everybody is. I do think that there are some people who were against it because they just didn't know anything about it. There are definitely some people who are just always going to be against this kind of stuff, but not everyone is like that. And I also feel like this website is a great representation of that, because I feel like so many people have been able to come out and been able to feel comfortable when they weren't comfortable before. They didn't know that they were, or just like that they were confused before, and they've had resources like the internet that has helped them.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of that self-acceptance and stuff comes from the stories and the support of people who, you know, even before they got on the internet, were okay with LGBTQ people and the community and stuff like that. So I feel like it's not like people who weren't out before were able to come out because of, like, people who weren't in support of it, like, changing their minds. It was because of the people who had already been in support of it for a long time. So I feel like that community kind of just, like stays within itself. Like, it's just all people who were already okay with it, which is still good. Like, it still, you know, helps other people to feel okay about it, but I still don't feel like that it's really been, like, spreading acceptance of it. Like, I don't think it's converted that many people to being okay with it from not being okay with it.
Well, I feel like this is a very good topic, and I would love to revisit it, but we don't really have time to finish this right now, so we should definitely revisit it next week.
Yeah, that sounds good, and we'll definitely try to read your guys' comments if you have any of your opinions you want to put up on our site. And, you know, we might bring those up next week. But I think this is something to definitely think about. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys liked our first episode of Accept You, the podcast.
And if for anyone who's listening, you can share your comments below. And if you want to go to the Accept You website, you can also share your comments there. Thank you so much for listening this week.